In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Greetings and regards to all economic activists. I hope you're all doing well. Today, we will discuss sales psychology. Many people believe that customers will come and buy on their own and do not accept any negotiation or sales techniques. Generally, I can categorize salespeople into three groups: amateur, intermediate, and professional. Professional salespeople are those who follow all the techniques of sales psychology. Intermediate salespeople are in the process of improvement. They follow some techniques but do not adhere to all the steps. Amateurs are those who do not believe in negotiation or sales psychology techniques and believe that everything happens by chance. Amateurs should avoid listening to these files as they may only become disillusioned and see no significant change in their own businesses. For those who want to increase their sales and join the ranks of professionals, I recommend carefully noting all the techniques and teachings and just get result. Recently, one individual contacted a consultant and mentioned that he knew nothing initially but had noted down all the techniques and teachings from Arad and was even turning them into a book. By applying these teachings, he has made a significant profit in a recent deal. I'm really pleased to see people who take note of all the points, apply them, and achieve the results. However, I'm concerned about those who do not take the topic seriously, do not listen to the advice, or do not apply the techniques and teachings. After years, they might blame Arad for their lack of progress. Such individuals are found in all societies, even some are dissatisfied with God and the Prophet. It is important to note that those who are dissatisfied do not question whether God has done wrong to them. God has delivered goodness to everyone. Some appreciate it, apply it, and just get results, while others remain indifferent and blame the Creator for not paying attention to them, which has no effect. God does not change or become emotional because of these complaints. Today, I want to discuss sales psychology, particularly the impact of emotion. Do emotions influence human behavior, or do people act like robots? Which customers are emotional, and if you stimulate their emotions, will it lead them to trust you and eventually make a purchase? Conversely, which customers are not emotional at all? Let's consider media and cinema. Bollywood films are mostly emotional, dealing with themes like love for the country and mother, which deeply engage the audience's feelings. In contrast, Hollywood films such as Terminator often focus on scientific or fictional topics without much emotional involvement. If you don't need that product but still make a purchase, it shows how emotions can influence buying behavior. For example, you might not need a scarf or perfume, but you end up buying them because something catches your eye. You might even end up buying items you hadn't planned for, such as a new watch, simply because of an emotional impulse. Many amateurs believe that sales mean the customer must have a clear need and has come specifically to make a purchase. However, the reality can be quite different. It might be that only 50% of customers have a definite need, while the other half come just to gather information or explore possibilities. They're not yet ready to make a purchase. As an amateur salesperson, you might misinterpret this and think they are definitely going to buy when, in fact, they are only in the research phase. Think about times you walked past the store windows and seen items you didn't plan to buy but ended up purchasing because of how the salesperson engaged with you. Good salespeople know how to engage your emotions and logic to make it sale. You should focus on selling not only to those who have already shown a clear interest, but also to those who may be interested but hesitant. Effective sales involve understanding that not every customer will have an obvious need. Instead, you should try to identify those who show some level of interest, even if they haven't explicitly stated any. It is important to negotiate with both types of customers, those who are interested and those who are just exploring. Some salespeople mistakenly believe that only those who clearly show interest are worth pursuing. However, if you're open to engaging with everyone who shows any sign of interest, you might find potential customers who just need a little push. Emotional sales engage customers' feelings, while logical sales rely on reasoning and arguments about why the product is beneficial. Both approaches are important, but emotional sales can create a strong bond and trust. As someone experienced in negotiations and sales with various teams, I've learned that emotional and logical sales strategies both lead to trust and successful outcomes. It's crucial to avoid begging or pressuring customers to buy, which is an amateur mistake. Instead, be confident and assertive, encouraging customers to want to buy from you. When you become a professional salesperson, you will learn how to sell anything you choose because you understand sales psychology and human behavior. Effective sales come from knowing how to apply these principles correctly. Pay attention to these techniques, apply them properly, and you will see the results. For example, recently, after a sales session with a group of 10, even those who hadn't been making any sales started seeing success. If someone isn't selling, it's important to diagnose the issue and address it. Without identifying and fixing these issues, sales performance may remain stagnant. Understanding that sales is a challenging job is really crucial. It's not something that anyone can do simply by calling themselves a salesperson. Just as you have learned driving skills to become a driver or artistic skills to become an artist, sales also require acquiring specific skills. Sales is not about merely greeting customers and then waiting for them to decide to buy. Unlike a supermarket where customers can pick items and pay, sales, especially in contexts like telephone sales or bulk transactions, require much more. In a store, if you see something you want, you buy it, and the seller only needs to handle the payment. But in other sales environments like business transactions or online sales, you must build trust and engage in negotiations. For instance, well-known online companies invest significantly in building trust through extensive advertising. Even though no one speaks to you directly, you trust the company because of its strong brand presence. This brand recognition creates trust even before you make a purchase. As business owners, you must focus on branding to help potential customers recognize and trust your company. Good branding leads to trust, while negative branding or lack of recognition can have the opposite effect. To make your sales effective based on the principles of sales psychology, you need to start with practical steps. First and foremost, practice empathy with your customers. Record your conversations with your customers using apps available on your phone. Listen to these recordings and evaluate if you can genuinely put yourself in the customer's place. Ask yourself if you would trust and buy from the person on the other end of the line or not. Trust does not simply equal money. For example, you might trust a gym because you believe it has the necessary equipment and trainers. Yet, you might not go there for various reasons, even if you trust it. Similarly, you might trust a nutrition consultant but not seek their services. Trusting someone does not automatically mean you will spend money on them. Sometimes, a need is not fully developed, or there might be other factors influencing your decision. If a customer requests information or a code but does not proceed with a purchase, it could be due to various reasons, including lack of immediate need or finding another option. So recognize that sale is a very challenging job. It's not something that just anyone can do by simply calling themselves a salesperson. You need to acquire sales skills just as you learn to drive or practice art. Sales isn't about just greeting customer and waiting for them to decide to buy. In a supermarket, you can pick items and pay without much interaction. But in sales, especially in business transactions or online sale, you need to build trust and engage in deeper communication. To effectively sell, you need to understand your customer's needs and concerns. As a specialist or expert, you need to be able to diagnose these needs and persuade them to work with you. This requires empathy and understanding. For example, if a customer shows interest or asks for information, they may not always be ready to make a purchase immediately. You should recognize these cues and engage them effectively. Empathy with your customers is crucial. A customer is not just someone who is ready to buy. Any lead can be a potential customer. The second crucial skill is listening. Many successful salespeople talk less and listen more. We have two ears and one mouth for a reason. Pay attention to how psychologists and doctors interact. They ask detailed questions to understand the issue fully before providing a solution. Similarly, you should allow your customers to express their concerns and listen carefully. This will help you build trust and address their needs more effectively. For instance, when you visit a doctor, they listen to your symptoms and ask probing questions to understand your condition better. This active listening helps build trust and confidence. The same applies to sales. Customers appreciate when you genuinely listen to their needs and concerns. The third point is emotional intelligence. Those who specialize and develop skills in understanding people are often better at sales. While people can be complex and varied, most share common traits and concerns. By recognizing these patterns, you can negotiate more effectively and create meaningful connections. To excel in sales, you need problem-solving skills, patience, and awareness. Focus on developing the skills I've outlined, and you'll see how understanding psychology and customer insights can significantly enhance your sales effectiveness. As a skilled salesperson, you should be able to sell anything, whether it's honey today or shoes tomorrow. Your ability to adapt and understand customer needs is a key. On the other hand, without these skills, you might struggle regardless of the product. Those who do not invest in their capabilities will face difficulties. Some people naturally excel because they've mastered sales skill, can connect well, and have a likable personality. These traits help build trust with customers and make sales more successful. I encourage everyone to carefully listen to and practice the techniques shared. Develop a friendly and engaging personality, listen to your recordings, review expert advice, and take actionable steps based on what you learn. The goal is to not just passively consume content, but to actively apply it for real results. Remember, merely listening to the material isn't enough. You must implement what you learn to achieve success. I hope you apply these insights and continuously work on improving your sales skills. Best wishes in your journey, and I look forward to our next session. Take care and see you soon.